Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, and we're back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it's been an eventful day. We had the Brian Schottenheimer press conference. Inside of that, they talked about the release of Damone Clark. He said, what an incredible young man he is. In my conversation with Damone, I said, hey, your career is just getting started. Sometimes change is a good thing. I really believe that. That's not bull bleep, said Shotty, who's not afraid of cussing, whether it's radio, TV, or podcast world. I hope it's true, because Damone Clark is an easy guy to root for.
Yeah, you know, my LSU brother, and remember he was playing in college, got the back injury. They found the back problem at the combine, so they had to do the surgery, and then he came back a lot quicker than ever believed. He just doesn't have the instincts. He is a good looking player physically. When they draw him up, it's like, wow, that's what a linebacker's supposed to look like. But you got to play with instincts. You got to be able to. They tried to back him up further so he could see it quicker. You know, he got caught up in some stuff. There were some things in training camp where he was practicing when we're out there. We're doing, three live mics, and you're like, oh, yeah, Damone Clark, look at that play right there. But it just could not. They tried early in the year to get him involved, and It just didn't work out like it needed to.
Perry and Winfrey's going to take his spot on the active roster, so that's a positive and something to be excited about, as this defensive tackle room is just nasty.
Yeah, now you have to figure out, too, like, how do you get him onto the game day roster now? Because, he's a guy that can play a little of that zero technique at 280 pounds. He could play head up.
Wow.
And play on a center. Mm-hmm. You could play him in gaps. You could even play him at end a little bit. And maybe some with this five-man line stuff, we're going to see him play a little bit more outside, like, and be the backup potentially to what you have with Oso Digizua.
We haven't talked about it today, but there's so much damn talent on this defense now. If it doesn't come together, then I would be in favor of releasing Eberflus. You have enough good players now.
Yeah, pressure's on, dude. Like, this is save your job time.
Well, yeah, and the Raiders. We talked about the Raiders. They really need to go out and play well against the Eagles. They need to find a way to go and have the type of game that they had in Week One, where they played coverage, they zoned things up, Hurts.
They have his number, I think.
But now they've got bodies to run to get him.
That's the key. Yeah, right? He killed you with his legs.
They've got some guys now. Hurts is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He can make a lot of plays. But I think they've got the bodies now that can run and go get the football.
All right, it's time now for an audio celebration of the football weekend that was. Now that it's in the books, it's time for Two Guys in a Booth.
Let's do it. Let's jump into TD Tuesday, shall we? Hear the best touchdown
calls. TD Tuesday.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Touchdown calls.
How was fajitas, Dawson?
From the world of college and pro football right now.
Boom
shakalaka.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
start with the Ravens of Baltimore. How about this? Mark Andrews, get your big tight end rear end under center because we got a tush push. Oh, wait, no, we don't. He's taking it to the outside, 35 yards to Baydirt.
Mark Andrews under center, takes the snap. Wheels out.
Oh, he's gone.
He rolls at his own. He's at the 30. Andrews to the 20. 10, 5, touchdown Ravens. Oh, what a creative call. And Mark Andrews goes from the tush push to the big man sprint. And the Ravens have the lead.
Goes from the tush push to the big man sprint, baby.
Yeah, that was awesome. Woo. Shout out to the Ravens Radio Network for
Ravens.
The call. That was great. I mean, that's kind of, I don't know how much the Eagles have done. They've done it a little bit, but like just pivoting from the tush push when all signs are pointing that way and then watching Mark Andrews run the 35 yards. That was awesome.
Who's our tight end tush pusher? Do we finally have a good role for Scooney?
I think Span Ford.
He's massive.
Yeah.
He's so dang big. And he's still a blocking machine.
Yeah.
I mean, week in, week out.
He's a fantastic blocker.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, he is.
Scooney, I don't even know if I would allow
him. No, I would not want
that opportunity. I just don't want the ball in his hands.
And Ferguson kind of rejected that offer when I threw it out there a couple weeks ago. He wasn't super into that idea. It's like, I'm good here. I don't want to be getting my tush pushed, okay?
Yeah.
I might be a push tusher, but I'm not going to be getting my tush pushed.
How about our backup quarterback?
Oh, Milton. Yeah.
There you go.
Joe Milton, yeah. Because then you have the threat of the run, but you also have a guy that's got some power long and just him, like, take the ball, go forward.
Yeah, like
he can make it happen.
Well, here's a big, strong quarterback, and that would be Josh Allen, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Finds this guy, James
the Bills.
Cook.
Allen in the shotgun on first and 10 from the 25. Orbit motion from Shakir. Back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Looks for Cook on the wheel route. And he's into the end zone. The Cook is in the kitchen for a 25-yard touchdown reception. Oh, that changed quickly.
Cook is in the kitchen, baby.
That's his go-to call for that. Like he's a one-trick cook in the kitchen pony when you get a James Cook
guy.
Touchdown.
Yep, shout out to the Bills Radio Network. But Josh Allen, 6 total touchdowns, 3 passing, 3 rushing. He was a star.
Yeah, he's, I think, the only player to ever do that. He's done it a couple times now.
Alien. SVP had it the other night, last night, I guess. There was some dude back in, like, the 40s or 50s, maybe, like, Otto Graham or something wild.
What was he like, Broadus?
Otto Graham was a good quarterback. Won a lot of championships in the old American Football Conference.
There you go. Look at that.
That's pre-merger.
All right, yeah, pre-merge. All right, let's go ahead and hashtag.
Point real quick, Eric. Number for Otto Graham.
It was like 40?
Nope.
80?
18.
Nope. 60.
60. I knew it was something just stupid.
Gosh darn it.
You know, just something that's embarrassing to the sport, like the 60. BYU quarterback who's repping the 47.
I watched some tape the other day. That surprised me against Texas Tech with the BYU quarterback wearing 47.
Yeah, old
that
bear.
That was weird.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah.
Throws you off. All right, hashtag keep pounding with the Carolina Panthers. Bryce Young to Big Teddy.
1:15 on the clock on third and goal from the 12. Young looking around, looking. He'll take off and run. Now throws to the end zone. McMillan, left corner, makes the catch. Touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown, Carolina.
Wow.
Touchdown, Carolina.
Touchdown, Carolina.
You heard it here first.
He's excited. And they haven't had, a lot of great touchdowns until this year. All of a sudden, they're 6-5. They're a half game out of first place. Tetero McMillan looking like the savage star that we thought he would be. And Bryce Young,
the tiny quarterback threw for over 400, huh?
Tiny quarterback was slinging it. He was slinging that pill. All right, let's go to Cleveland, where I think you've got Anderson Siciliano is the play-by-play guy. Now, this guy's ears, he could take off like Dumbo. And
be careful what you say. He can hear you right now.
I stood behind him one time in line. It's legit.
No, it's serious.
Legit.
It's pretty jarring when you see
him. I had ears like that in like third grade. They called me Dumbo.
Did they?
You grew into him or did you pin him?
I grew into him. My dad actually pinned him, though.
Yeah. If I'm Siciliano, probably going with the pin.
Maybe
pin
him.
That's just
his brand.
Man.
Just his look.
No, for sure.
We know you.
That's right.
I couldn't see around him. I was like,
pick that out of a lot. Boom. Yeah, you got to look around. But Devin Bush, Gavin's favorite linebacker. A little pick six action.
It's going to be second and 18. Jackson shotgun with Mitchell to his right. Back to throw. Here comes Delpit. They set up the screen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ball up in the air. It's picked off. Devin Bush, far sideline, cuts inside the 10. He's at the 5. He's in! A pick 6. Devin Bush! And the Browns take the lead.
He has like a bushy TD.
Not particularly, no. I think Choppy does, though.
I could see it.
That's well documented. Yeah. That is the first Bush appearance in TD Tuesday this year.
It is.
So we're making history
We've
tonight.
We've been searching.
That was Dawson's linebacker.
Was.
He liked him.
Yeah.
He was right. The tape was good.
Tape's good.
Tape's good. Browns Radio with the call. Here we go. Let's take you to New York where the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love are shaking in their boots. Are they going to get it done? Welcome back, Christian Watson.
Packers to the line of scrimmage, second down and 7. At the Giants' 7-yard line, Green Bay trailing by 1. A shotgun snap to Lovey, bobbles for a moment, now lofts it. Right side of the end zone, Watson, leaping grab. Oh, sensational touchdown catch, Christian Watson. My, oh, my, oh, my.
That Wayne Larrabee?
Yeah.
Wayne Larrabee, but we didn't hear Larry McCarron. Was he cheering along? I mean, Larry
he was
usually,
pretty quiet.
Oh, it's open. It's open. It's open. Throw it. You know, he's that guy.
Yeah, I think he was in his feels because the Giants made it a game.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, look, when you're playing against Jameis, he's going to do that to you.
Yeah.
He's going to make it interesting.
He is.
I mean, he's going to make sure you win in the final minute.
He will. He'll find a way to get that done, but at least it's going to be eventful to watch. Now, we go to a historic TD, and gosh, I love historic TDs. Patrick Mahomes finding his guy, Travis Kelce.
Mahomes over the middle, pass caught, and it's caught by Kelce inside the 10, inside the 5, Kelce leaps, touchdown, Kansas City, that's the touchdown for Kelce, his 84th touchdown of his career, the most by any person who has worn and worn the Kansas City Chiefs jersey, a 21-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Kelce, a record breaker, and the Chiefs lead for the first time in the game.
Do you think he wrote that out and he was misreading it and confused?
It felt that way a little bit.
You know, Mitch was so ticked off when that happened.
Oh,
what did I do? Hey, let's ask him about it here in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Hey, Mitch.
That should be the highlight we have coming in. Like, because we always have.
Just that him
would
be butchering.
He would get up and walk away.
Oh, man.
Hang your head in shame.
Oh, no.
It just sucks for these guys.
He might be in the booth with us, too, at that time.
Oh, that's true.
So he might be outside.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, man.
You just got to clean it up on the other side. Like, get his last touchdown right, you know, because that will be the record breaker. Like, 84 made him the record holder, but what's going to hold the record for the next two decades and is going to be played back on highlights on the team website. You got to get the next whatever touchdowns he has left in the bank absolutely nailed.
Redemption time.
I mean, this is something seriously that the organization is going to lament because that's golden content that they should put on the website for you.
And he really screwed this up.
Timeless, historic content that you have butchered as the play-by-play guy.
You could go clean it up, right? Especially when it's just the audio.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No, I don't think
you
so.
You
can't.
No. You can
clean it up.
Who has worn?
You know what they could do? They could put that whistle sound or whatever that thing, the lightning bolt that they
boom.
Yeah, what's that thing? thing that Kansas
yeah. still, it has never been back.
It's like
since that last time.
Yeah. Transformers kind of explosion.
I think we need to play this one.
No, you know how many times I saved Jared, Eric, and Matt with their calls when I was pulling highlights?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can clean up a flub.
We can flub some stuff.
Clean it up. All right, here we go. Let's go to some college TDs. We got the Michigan Wolverines, the youngster Bryce Underwood. He finds Pater with his legs.
Claps his hands, takes the snap, hands it off to Cuzdahl up the middle to the five. Nope, Bryce is going to keep it around right end and walk into the end zone. Nobody saw it.
I didn't either.
Touchdown, Wolverines.
I didn't leave the ring. Oh, my God.
John Runyon. Who is that? Oh, I'll think of it here in a second.
Okay.
It's one of the old offensive linemen. Michigan offensive lineman.
Shout out to the Wolverines. Bryce Underwood, he's looking pretty good. All right, let's go to J.J. McCarthy. Paul Allen of the Minnesota Vikings. They did finally get a TD against Chicago.
Facing a blitz every play. McCarthy shotgun. First and 10 from the Bears 15. Addison in motion to the left. Takes the snap. Now a four-man rush. McCarthy to the end zone. And caught! Yes! Jordan Addison! Just in the nick of time!
I don't know. Do we like that? Because he does that. He's J.J. for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
So now he's starting to do, he's J.J. McCarthy.
I don't think Justin Jefferson likes it, man. He doesn't seem to like a whole lot of anything that's going on right now. I feel bad for him as well.
I do, too.
John Jansen, the former Michigan tackle. That's who that is. Yeah.
Johnny J.
John Jansen.
Johnny J. All right, let's get you back to the world of college football. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish running back, who is going to be a household name in the world of the NFL very soon. He hits the B button in one of the sexier ways. Maybe the most erotic TD of the season. Take it away, Jordan or Jeremiah Love.
Loves the back, gets the carry, stutter steps.
Go get him, Mitch.
Damn.
Across the 50, now he's on the move. Over the 40, 30, 20, 10. He's going to go all the way to the house. It's another highlight reel run for Jeremiah Love. 56-yard touchdown, and it takes your breath away.
Size, speed, production. Would you use the top 10 pick on him? I know Chief would.
Oh, gosh,
absolutely
not.
Brian, you scouted him yet?
Oh, I absolutely have, man.
Reminds me of Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's got some Gibbs to his game.
Yeah, he
sure
catch the ball,
does.
Super explosive.
Sure does.
Man, that spin move he hits on that play, though, was really, really nice. It was like, how could he even see him coming? The safety's coming from the left side, and then bang, hits the spin, just picture perfect, and then it's just off to the races.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the fight in Carter Freeman's of the Oklahoma Sooners. They're in Tuscaloosa taking on Alabama. And Ty Simpson, possible number one overall pick, throwing pick six TDs.
Quick throw across the middle. Intercepted. Eli Bowen's got it. 20 on the return. 30. Only one man to beat. He's at midfield. It's a race. There goes Bowen. 30. Cuts near side. Still on his feet. 20 at the 10. They're not going to get him. Pick six. They did it to him again. Pick six. This time Eli Bowen. Touchdown Sooners.
What a play. They needed that big time,
dude.
They got
it. They got it, baby.
We were all wondering, could OU score enough to unseat Alabama? Pick six will go a long way
helping
you do that. That was fantastic stuff. All right, we stay in the world of SEC football. The Gamecocks of South Carolina, Lenoris Sellers with the bombski to maybe the most physical freak show receiver in all of football right now, Nick Harbor.
He's going to roll to his right. He's got to make one guy miss. Now he's got Harbor on the curl route. Here goes Nick at the 40, the 50. Open it up, big guy at the 30.
Forget
20.
It. You won't
catch
nobody
going to get him at the 5. Touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown, Nick Harbor.
There you go. Gamecocks Radio with the call.
That was Todd Ellis.
That is some pipes at South Carolina right
there. Yeah, he's a former quarterback.
I wish they would have continued the call into the state trooper being a bleep hole.
They should have. I wonder what their reaction was on that. But after the 30-3 lead, it was E.J. Smith, the son of the greatest running back to ever live, Emmett Smith. Take it away, Aggie Radio.
Run to the right side, run into the end zone. Touchdown, Aggies. We are tied.
Pretty big moment. Did they live up to it?
Huge moment. Now, I mean, it's tough because it's not like a drawn out play.
Run.
Yeah, it's just a 4-yard run. If you got a voice crack there or some sort of like a pandemonium taking place, I think we would all have been here for that. But we didn't quite get it. All right, we kick you back to Buffalo where Baker, who just found out he's having a boy, by the way.
Congrats to the Bakes.
Baby number two. But here goes Sean Tucker, 28 yards.
Mayfield, shotgun, took the snap high. Looks to his right. Those are caught ball, Tucker. Inside the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Tucker, a wheel route on the near sideline. Goes 28 yards on third down and one.
When it comes to the Sunday calls, I just go straight to Tampa Bay, and I'm like, what's Gene got today?
It's five cannons! Gibberish until you hear touchdown, fire the cannons.
Incredible.
Oh, gosh, that's gold.
All right, we shut it down with definitely the biggest pair of TDs over the weekend. They went big and girthy between the hedges. Georgia, Gunnar Stockton, they went viral. London Humphreys, take it away.
Stockton out of the shotgun, snap it back to Gunner, fakes the pitch, stands in the pocket, throws wide open, Humphreys caught at the 8, into the end zone, touchdown London Humphreys. And he just spiked the crap out of the ball. Don't flag him for that.
Oh, shout out to the Bulldogs. They beat the crap out of the Horns.
They really did, man.
Yeah, the onside kick also. Oh, man. That thing 14-10, all of a sudden you blinked, that game was over.
There it is. TD Tuesday is now over. What an audio celebration of the football weekend it was. Thank you, boys.
Spike
that was fun. Okay, we're live. Men's Tea Clinic here in Grapevine. And for the rest of the month, you're actually going to be able to book this Total Tea consultation for new patients for $50. That's a $250 value. It's going to give you access to a dedicated provider, and your T levels are going to be checked. They're going to get you optimized and get you on your way to total wellness. We love these guys. Thanks to them for having us out. We'll be back to Crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking here for on a Tuesday night next in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.